It's a weeknight at Nina and LeBaron Burton's home in Gary, and three of their four children are practicing on their instruments. The three attend Wirt Emerson, a visual and performing arts academy that could be closed this year to save money. That's because the Gary Community School Corporation is under state takeover due to more than $100 million in debt and chronic academic failure.
And our hope was to have them all graduate from Wirt Emerson.
That was
the hope.
Unlike other families in Gary, the Burtons want to stick with the city schools. More than 500 students left the district in wake of the takeover. But the Burtons, they chose to bring their kids back after sending them to a charter school because they want their tax dollars to support the district.
I want to strengthen this community. But in order for me to strengthen this community, I don't want to sacrifice my child to a system or a process that it hasn't been figured out yet.
The Burtons are concerned that Gary could follow in the steps of Detroit Public Schools. That district cycled through four emergency managers during 8 years of state intervention. There's little evidence to say a single emergency manager, also known as a receivership, can turn around a district financially and academically. Experts say there are many variables to improving student achievement and reversing financial problems.
It's not a magic bullet. I wouldn't say that receiverships work, period. I think it does depend very heavily on the quality of leadership.
That's Nelson Smith, a consultant who studies state takeovers. He says emergency managers who helped pull districts from the brink took a holistic approach and worked with their communities.
People like that who are imaginative, who are really driven, and who are collaborative, that's a good start.
But he says those personality traits can't be legislated. The emergency manager for Gary Schools is Peggy Hinckley, a former superintendent. Some lawmakers are pleased with what she's done in just 6 months. But State Representative Vernon Smith of Gary says many are frustrated with the loss of local control.
My people feel like they have no voice now.
A 2012 law made this state intervention possible. When the state took over Gary Schools in August, that law gave Hinckley, as the emergency manager, absolute power over the district. That means the Gary superintendent and elected school trustees are reduced to advisors. Angered over their loss of power, the superintendent and the school board president resigned in the past 6 weeks. While research doesn't point to what type of takeovers are sure to work, there's agreement that a clear policy for who's in charge, like Gary's emergency manager, is beneficial. Here's education consultant Nelson Smith again.
I've seen in a number of cases where it's really important that the local board move aside for a period of time while the state has somebody there with plenary powers who can really affect fundamental change at the school level.
Back at the Burton family home, Mother Nina says she's worried about the emergency manager having the absolute power to close schools and lay off staff.
I don't think it's fair for, like I said, for one person to have a decision-making authority or power, especially if that person is not going to be open, it's not going to be transparent. So yeah, if there is going to be changes and cuts, we're not, I know me and my husband, we're not against that, but we want what's best.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Eric Weddle.